Hello, I'm Dick Sutphin, and my present goal is to communicate to you that you absolutely have the power and ability to accomplish your goals. Unhappiness and failure are self-inflicted, and happiness and success are self-bestowed. And for the next half hour, I have a lot of important information to share with you. Now to begin, here is a fact that might serve you to keep in mind. A major research study showed that 15% of success is attributable to talent, IQ, or ability, and 85% of success is attributable to attitude. So, you can either take responsibility for those figures, or you can spend the rest of your life feeling that life isn't fair and that you didn't get the chances that others did. Now, the high performer in life is different from other people in regard to his attitude. His perspective is to look at the situations and problems and personal experiences in his life as opportunities. He has a positive attitude, and money and education play no part in this. From this perspective, you divide everyone into two different categories: problem-oriented people and opportunity-oriented people. Now, problem-oriented people see everything from that perspective, as a problem. Opportunity-oriented people are always ready to turn the setback or the adverse situation around and to learn from it. The only difference between these people is their attitude, and it makes all the difference. The high performer also looks upon his work or goal as his fun or hobby. He doesn't work. He becomes so excited about his activities that he never turns them off. Now, when I am talking about goal accomplishment, I am talking about high performance, and there are several skills necessary to high performance. They are primarily energy, self-assurance or high self-esteem, and concentration. Now, I'll be working with you on developing these in the session tapes that will follow. Now, I don't know what your goals are. They may be monetary, or creative, or aesthetic, or some mental or physical accomplishment. Regardless of your goals, you can accomplish them if you are responsible to them. Now, by being responsible, I mean that you will ideally be realistic within an area of knowledge and experience. In other words, if you want to be the world's best mountain climber, you're going to have to learn about mountains and climb a lot of them. If you want to be a top-flight racing auto mechanic, you're going to have to work on a lot of engines. And yet, if you have the proper background or potentially can gain the experience, you can literally accomplish anything. You are limited only by your imagination. So let's really begin now, at the beginning. It is time for you to become very, very clear about exactly what you want and what you are willing to pay to achieve it. You are unlimited in your potentials, and you do need to be aware that for every I want, there are a lot of I have to's. In other words, there's a price to pay. As an example, if you want to become famous, one of the I have to's would be to lose a great deal of your privacy, for people on the streets and in public places will always be approaching you. So, are you really clear about exactly what you want? What you want next month? Next year? 5 or 10 years from now? If not, it is time to spend some time processing yourself by asking the right questions. Now, you have the right answers in your superconscious mind. If you can come up with the right questions, that's the difficult part. Now, one of the most important questions you would ideally be asking yourself is, how do your values and goals align? In other words, what do you value most in your life? Let the answer come in. Okay, now, what do you value most after that? And what do you value most after that?